Today we'd like to see the title of Joy in the Lord in Psalms chapters 102, 103. To the souls on this online world through YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1 in chapter 102, verse 4. My heart is stricken and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. What does it mean in the context, and what can you learn from here? Question 2 in chapter 102, 28. The children of your servants will continue, and their descendants will be established before you. What does it mean, this context, and what can you learn from here? Last question, in Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. What does it mean, and how can you apply this to our lives? In the last time, Psalm chapter 101, verses 7 and 8. He who walks deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Only I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. As mentioned, David may be expressing his own desires and ideals, but in reality, he is pointing to the righteous rule of Jesus Christ when he comes again. The kind of justice and government David longed for will be fully realized when Christ establishes his reign over the earth. What David hoped to see in his lifetime will be perfectly fulfilled in Jesus' kingdom. Chapter 102, a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and pours out his complaint before the Lord. Verse 1, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. We should know before our prayer that the Lord's hand is not too short to save, not his ear too dull to hear. But it is our sins that separate us from God. So we should repent sins first before asking. Verse 2, do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear to me in the day that I call, answer me speedily. This reflects the cry of our hearts in times of distress, when we are desperate in prayer and circumstances are overwhelming. Answer me quickly, Lord, do not delay. Verse 3, for my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned like a hearth. The psalmist uses picturesque language to describe his fragility. His life vanishes like smoke, and his physical strength is consumed like a burning embers. Verse 4, question 1. My heart is stricken and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. Question 1. He is so overwhelmed by his problems and desperate in spirit that he loses his appetite and forgets to eat his bread. It is often when we recognize this level of weakness that God's strength becomes available. Verses 5 to 7. Because of the sound of my groaning, my bones cling to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an all of a desert. I lie awake and am like a sparrow alone on the housetop. He compared himself in three birds, a pelican in the wilderness of Galilee, an owl among deserted ruins, and a lonely spur on a rooftop. This represents his isolation and sleepless sorrow. Verse 8 to 9, my enemies reproach me all the day long. Those who deride me swear an oath against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping. His enemies mock him continually in his grief. He adopts the practice of sitting in ashes, mingling his food with ashes and his drink with the tears as a sign of deep affliction. Verse 10 to 11, because of your indignation and your wrath, for you have lifted me up and cast me away. My days are like a shadow that lengthens, and I wither away like grass. He feels the weight of God's indignation, feeling as though he had been lifted up only to be cast aside. Like a sundial, at the end of the day, his life is a lengthening shadow that is quickly fading. Verse 12, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. Despite his frailty, he looks to God, the eternal tower of strength, who endures forever. Verse 13, you will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. Disappointed to the end of the age. Though Israel returned from Babylon, the Lord appears in full glory when Zion is finally built up. Verses 14 to 16, for your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion. He shall appear in his glory. God's servants cherish even the stones and dust of Zion. As God restores Zion, noted in the modern agriculture restoration of the Negev, he prepares to appear in his glory before all nations. 17:20, he shall regard the prayer of the destitute and shall not despise their prayer. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord, for he looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven the Lord viewed the earth. God hears the prayer of the destitute. This refers to us, prisoners formerly held by Satan's power and appointed to death due to sin, whom God has set free. To hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death. 21:22. To declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples are gathered together and the kingdom to serve the Lord. These verses encompass Christ's future reign on earth, the restoration of Jerusalem, and the worldwide worship of God. Revelation 11:15. That is cross reference. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. 23:24. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, do not take me away in the midst of my days. Your years throughout all generations, fearing shortened life in his mid-passage. The psalmist prays for longevity, contrasting his brief span with God's eternal years. 25:27. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloth, you will change them, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. While the universe is the work of God's hands, it will eventually wear out like garments and be changed. In contrast, God is immutable, unchanging, and eternal. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. Your ears will not fail. 28. The children of your servants will continue, and your descendants will be established before you. Question 2. The psalm concludes by moving from personal distress to a prophecy of God's eternal nature and the security of his people. 103. The Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is with me. Bless his holy name. David speaks to himself to overcome depression. The keys to encouragement is taking one's eyes off the problem and fixing them on the Lord. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Repetition of the bless the Lord emphasizes the human tendency to forget God's past deliverances. Holidays in Israel served as essential reminders of his works. 35. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with the loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. David lists spiritual blessings, forgiveness of all sins, healing, redemption from death, and being crowned with loving kindness. God satisfies our desires and renews our strength like an eagle. 6-7. The Lord exacts righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. God's law revealed through Moses serves as a training manual to show his nature and prepare his people to follow his ways. At 11, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. God is merciful and slow to anger. His mercy toward those who revere him or fear him, holy fear, is as vast as the height of the heavens above the earth. Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding goodness and truth. 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As far as the east from the west, distances they never meet. So far has he removed our transgressions. When God forgives, God chooses not to remember. 13-14. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. God pities us as a father pities his children. He knows our frame, our physical and psychological makeup, and remembers that we are merely fragile dust. 15:16. As for men, his days are like grass, as a flower of the fields, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. Human life is temporal, like a grass or a vapor that vanishes. We are fragile, but God's care is eternal. 17:18. But the mercy of the Lord from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to the dead. God's mercy extends to the children. However, this blessing is for those who are doers of the word, not just the hearers. James chapter 1, 22. 19. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. God's kingdom rules over all, even restricting the rebellion of Satan. Earth's current rebellion exists only because God tolerates it for his purposes. 20:22. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excels in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pledge. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. David calls the entire universe, the angelic hosts, and all of creation to praise the Lord. We praise him by remembering his deeds, fearing him, and doing his will. So we covered all the questions, the summary, page 6, the question and answer, like meaning in context, what we can learn, you know, also question 2, question 3, so you may read them. So this is in the context, the summarized. Also, keep on prayer for all missionaries' prayer request. So continue to keep on prayer for them. Our Christian life, you know, daily purpose, daily fellowships with the Lord. You know, that is basically not, you know, particular certain hour, you know, certain day, you know, like that. Okay, let's sing all together on brochure, the Maranatha song. Okay. May God bless you.